Here's another FAQ, Boo. This one is for a series of questions from Sherwin Coelho from Bournemouth University. And I just want to tackle one of our questions in this, Boo, which is quite an interesting one, actually. Sherwin wants to know how authors think while writing a book suited for the web, and with particular reference to the online journalism handbook that that is due any moment now. This is a book that I have written with Lisa Rohumer, also from Bournemouth University. And I guess the interesting thing about that experience of writing a book, and it's not the first book I've contributed to, but it's probably the book I've had the largest involvement in. And I guess the key thing about books is books are books. They're not books that are suited for the web, for example. You know, if you are writing about something which is suited for the web, then I think you need to think about whether it is the best medium to use. So, for example, there are other topics and there are other books that I'm thinking about and planning, and some of those would suit the traditional printed book format, some of them would suit an ebook format, some of them have issues around keeping them updated and so on, and so I'm not sure whether a book is the right medium. So I guess the first thing about writing a book suited for the web is that I had to first decide that it was appropriate for the book as a medium. And so one of the first qualities there is that I'm obviously not going to write about things that go out of date very quickly. I'm not going to write about specific pieces of software if I can help it, and so the book is written to address general concepts and theories and practices and knowledge and skills rather than specific things which might change in a year or two. Now there is reference to those, and there are some elements which will date quicker than others, but broadly speaking the approach is to do something which is as timeless as possible, or advice which is going to be useful for many years to come. So that's about the book itself and actually choosing to write a book in the first place. But it's actually quite difficult to explain how that book, how I approached writing the book, and how that differed from, more to the point, how that connected with other parts of my production processes. And the book certainly doesn't exist in isolation. There's a lot of material in that book which came from things that I'd blogged about in the past. So you could see the blog as a preparation for that book, or drafts of parts of that book, although when I wrote those blog posts, that wasn't my intention. Conversely, there are parts of the book which I blogged, which I wrote for the book, and then thought this would make a good blog post. Or this is a subject where I would really appreciate some input and comments from other people. One particularly good example of that is 12 Ideas for Blog Posts, which was written for the book, but is so well suited for the web that it's been one of my most popular posts on the blog for some time. It still gets regularly large numbers of visits. So, and the data journalism chapter, I blogged a good 4,000 or 5,000 words of that online because I felt that having input on that would be really key. So you know, the production of a book also connects with blogging and so on. But I think what a book is really useful for, and how it is different to writing for the web or even writing for newspapers and magazines, is that a book is very linear, and it seeks to be comprehensive, it seeks to be definitive. And so in writing that, you identify gaps and you identify areas which you would not necessarily write about for other media. And that's one of the things I love about books, is that it does force you to see those gaps. And so there'll be areas, even if you're not writing it yourself, the chapter on law, for example, was not written by me in the first place, but I heavily edited that and added a lot of material, because in looking at that I could see, well, we need something on data protection, we need something on new open data licenses, we need something on things like hate speech and discrimination and terms and conditions in online forums. In fact, law, it becomes incredibly wide-ranging when you move from print publishing and broadcasting to online publishing and hosting in particular. If you're hosting any sort of discussion or any kind of interaction, then all kinds of new laws come into play. So that kind of linearity of the book, that definitiveness of the book, changes, I think, the production process, which isn't really necessarily answering your question of writing a book suited for the web. I think it's more about writing a book and how that differs from writing for the web. But obviously, one of the just as a book has advantages in terms of its definitiveness, it has disadvantages in terms of its kind of snapshot in time. It's the lack of an ability to update it very regularly. And so my approach to that has been to keep a Google Doc where when I come across elements that I would update the book with for a future edition, I keep a record of those. And I'm going to launch a blog which basically will publish, where I will blog updates to the book. So I will blog any changes that I spot, any examples, any case studies, things like that. And the RSS feed from that blog will feed into, hopefully, any accompanying websites for the book along with other sources. We're still talking about the website around the book. So certainly I'm thinking about those updates. But as I said, I think the primary thing, to come back to the beginning, the primary consideration when writing a book is whether it suits the subject matter. And so if you're going to write about online journalism, then you need to write advice that is relatively timeless, or certainly will be valid for years to come. If you're going to write about something else, then a blog or an ebook may be more appropriate.